A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights and afterwards was hungry. The tempter approached and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves of bread." He replied, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and made him stand on the parapet of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered again, "It is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Then the devil took him up to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their magnificence and said to him, "All this I give you if you will prostrate yourself and worship me." And Jesus said, "Satan, away from me. It is written, the Lord your God you shall worship, and him alone shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. The Gospel of the Lord. Barcelona, Spain is one of the most beautiful cities in Europe. It's got a natural harbor right on the Mediterranean, which is why it became a wealthy and powerful city centuries ago. And starting down at the harbor is a street called the Ramblas. The Ramblas would probably go from here to at least 5th Street, if not even closer to 6th Street wide. It's lined with huge, huge, high, giant oak trees, which give great shade in the summer months and cool during those tepid summers of Spain. And the Ramblas is totally a pedestrian walkway. And on either side of it are just endless cafes and restaurants and bars and thousands of people day and night sitting out. The Spaniards don't eat their dinner until around 10 o'clock at night. And so they're out half of the night and they're just celebrating life. And as you walk up the Ramblas, you get to a certain point and all of a sudden on either side of you are these pedestals about that high, and on top of the pedestals are these statues. They're all in white, and they're standing like this, or holding a sword or whatever, and suddenly you realize they're not statues. They're real people, and how they stand there for that long a period of time without moving is beyond me. It's a game every parent should play with their teenage children. As you continue up the Ramblas, you come to a huge traffic circle, and from there on, for about another mile, there is traffic on the Ramblas. There was an architect in Barcelona in the late 1800s by the name of Gaudí, and Gaudí designed all these sort of strange peripatetic buildings. You might see a four-story building, and it rises, and it looks like it's leaning to fall over. And then in the architecture, it turns on the top floor, and then it turns again. And they're all painted these wild, bright colors. He designed a church, La Sagrada Familia, the Holy Family. It's incredible. It was just dedicated 2 years ago. It seats 20,000 people. It is the most bizarre building you've ever been in your life, and yet you go in there, and it takes your breath away. If you continue up the Ramblas, suddenly you come to a dead end at the foot of a mountain, and you take the funicular up the mountain, and on the top of the mountain is this huge central plaza, and at the back of it is a beautiful Gothic church to the Sacred Heart. It's open 24 hours a day, people constantly going in and out. On this side are all kinds of cafes and restaurants, again, with 1,000 or more people sitting out, having a cup of coffee, a glass of wine, a beer, their lunch, whatever. There are always musicians up there, and there are always a score of people dancing to the music. On the other side of the square is a carnival. And there you can hear the glee and the screaming of children as they ride the Ferris wheel, the merry-go-round, etc. And then you turn around, and there is the city of Barcelona before you. It's a breathtaking sight. Way in the background is the blue Mediterranean. You see the cruise ship parked out there. It's incredible. The Barcelonians, in the great pride of their city, call that mountain Tibidabo. Tibidabo is Latin and Spanish for "all this I give to you," because the Barcelonians contend that the only place on the face of the earth where the devil could have taken Jesus enough to tempt him to renounce his kingdom would have been at Tibidabo, overlooking the beautiful city of Barcelona. Two quick thoughts. This gospel today immediately follows the baptism of Jesus. So once Jesus makes the public statement of fidelity to his Father, Satan moves in. And the temptations that Jesus faced are no less than the temptations you and I face. We seem in our Catholic tradition to equate temptations with sexual things. That's not where our temptations are. Our temptations are with our relationships. Why do I have to keep giving 100%? Why can't I take care of myself? The temptation to pull into me. The temptation to look at somebody and make a judgment rather than with mercy and compassion respond to them. And secondly, that top of Tibidabo with the church right in the middle of laughing and food and drink and dancing and children squealing and all the good things of life, that is Catholicism at its absolute finest, and it is what it has always been in the Mediterranean basin. Jesus Christ became one of us. He plunged into this world, and so everything in this world is good. And we use those things and we celebrate. We drink, we eat, we laugh, we sing together, because those are the only things that are going to get us through the dark moments. The French poet Belloc penned a ditty a century or two ago in which he said, "Wherever a Catholic sun doth shine, there's plenty of laughter and good red wine. At least I've always found it so. Benedicamus Domino." Benedicamus Domino means let us bless the Lord. And remember always, wherever a Catholic sun doth shine, there's plenty of laughter and good red wine. At least I've always found it so. Benedicamus Domino. Amen.